Recently received feedback from the parliament whereby they are saying we didn't necessarily meet the required standard for the petition to be debated in parliament.
So what does that mean?
Probably they are saying we should add those prerequisites that they want, especially some kind of the standards of our organization. That's what they are specifically mentioning.
So what are they saying about your standards?
Well, they are saying if we could give them the background of who is funding CVIZ so that they could consider the petition valid.
Have you actually reacted to their request?
No, not at all. We haven't reacted because this organization is wholly funded by its members, meaning the Christian community in Zimbabwe.
And now, looking at the petition that you sent, really, what exactly were you demanding?
Okay, on the petition, we didn't use our words. The petition is written away with the national pledge because we were not consulted enough when that pledge was introduced or imposed upon our children.
What did you want Parliament to do?
Okay, we want Parliament to debate that because we are not sure whether that thing went through a full parliamentary process because it is ultra vires. It is against the Constitution. It is against our freedom of conscience and worship in Zimbabwe. So we wonder how it may have sailed through Parliament, if ever it did.
So at the end of the day, do you think that Parliament can actually come out with a law to block the National Pledge?
They should, because this National Pledge was imposed upon us with impunity.